concerned with whether they consider you a success or a failure. Well, if so, then you may suffer from status anxiety. Alain de Botton has written a book called Status Anxiety. De Botton has been described as the creator of the literary self-help genre. His previous books include How Proust Can Change Your Life and The Art of Travel. De Botton told Steve Paulson how he ended up focusing on the subject of status anxiety.
I think it's something that everyone feels. I mean, certainly I feel it. It's something that you're liable to feel at all kinds of moments of everyday life. Let's say you hear about a party that you haven't been invited to, or a friend from university moves into a slightly bigger house, a colleague is promoted above you. It's the sort of area, I think, status anxiety is the sort of area that Gore Vidal was talking about when he made his famous quip, "Every time a friend of mine succeeds, a small part of me dies." And I think the thing about status anxiety is that on the whole, we all feel it, but it's quite an awkward thing to talk about. You know, if you've got a problem in your love life, everyone will listen and, you know, be sympathetic. If you sort of want to kill your best friend because they've been promoted above you, that's really not a very nice thing to feel, we're told. And yet, you know, we're all like this.
Now, I assume that people have always worried about their status, about how we measure up to other people's, particularly to our peers. But I'm wondering if this is especially true today, if we're more obsessed about this now than people in previous centuries were.
I think there are particular features of the modern world. One of them is the idea that